with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Sports on Little Cayman have taken a hit in the years following the COVID-19 pandemic. A decade ago, the Little Cayman Sports Association was formed, bringing football, basketball, tennis, and volleyball to the forefront, with teams regularly competing against Cayman Brac and even teams from Grand Cayman. However, the challenges of the pandemic 5 years ago dealt a tough blow to the island's sporting activities. Head of sports for the Sister Islands, Mitchum Sanford, says the loss has been significant, but despite the difficulties, the Sister Island still manages to send a basketball team to compete every so often, keeping the spirit of competition alive.
Little Cayman is not, I'm not aware of any more sports going there. They took a big lick during COVID with a lot of people leaving.
Yes.
They're not able to regain what they had. The people that live there and work there actually being that active. But we do have a basketball team in Little Cayman. So every time we do a tournament, which our next basketball tournament is expected to start on May 17th, so we're expecting Little Cayman to be in that tournament. So what we do, because it's difficult to get Little Cayman back and forth, we have to do it by boat, and they have to go back in the middle of the night by boat. So it's always very difficult. It always depends on the weather. But they are very eager and hungry to be a part of our tournament, and we love to have them.
Mitchum Sanford there. It's day two of the Worldwide Invitational at the Coral Springs Aquatic Complex, and the Duets are taking center stage. Cayman's youngest athletes from Aqua Sprites and Pre-Comp kicked off the event with high energy, performing to the lively tune My Bestie. Jiva and Olivia delivered a confident, well-synchronized routine to claim second place. Amelia and Dixie wowed the judges with teamwork and charm, securing first place, while Crystal and Heaven, competing in the 9 to 10 age group, showcased precision and earned a solid fourth place finish. It was a fantastic showing for these rising young stars. The Cayman Women's Rugby Football Union is set to make an impact both on and off the field with an upcoming fundraiser in support of the Breast Cancer Foundation Cayman. On Saturday, May 24th, the union will host a day of sport and solidarity. National Women's Rugby Manager Mercedes Foy says attendees are encouraged to wear something pink as part of the event's theme, Women Supporting Women.
Cayman Women's Rugby and the Breast Cancer Foundation are teaming up for a very, very special event on Saturday, the 24th of May at Cayman Rugby in Southtown. The event is all about women supporting women. There'll be a pre-match, bubbles, canapes and lunch, all provided from Food for Thought between 12:30 and 3 p.m. That's $60 per person to attend the lunch. Then we have a thrilling showcase game where Cayman Women's Rugby will play a rugby tens game. We're encouraging everybody to wear pink that day, to turn up in force, to dig deep and raise money for the Breast Cancer Foundation. When women support women, incredible things really, really do happen. Anybody interested in tickets should contact Mercedes Foyer on 525-7937. All proceeds raised that day go towards the Breast Cancer Foundation Cayman.
For tickets or more information, contact Mercedes Foyer at 525-7937. And inter-primary cricket competition continues tomorrow with exciting matches. As Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Salins reports, the 2025 inter-primary cricket competition is officially underway, bringing thrilling action to venues across the island.
This year, 14 schools are competing in boys and girls leagues split into two zones, Zone A and Zone B. Matches are fast-paced, with boys playing 12-over games and girls competing in 8-over contests. Each bowler is limited to 3 overs for boys and 2 for girls, keeping the competition tight. Defending champions St. Ignatius Catholic Boys and East End Primary Girls will look to hold on to their titles as the battle for top honors intensifies. The competition, organized by the Department of Education Services, the Department of Sports, and the Cayman Cricket Association with sponsorship from Caribbean Utilities Company Limited, continues this tomorrow with an exciting Round 2 lineup. Zone A matchups, Prospect Primary versus Red Bay Primary, Island Primary A versus Joanna Clark Primary, Cayman Prep B versus Edna Moyle Primary, Theoline L. McCoy Primary versus East End Primary. Zone B matchups, St. Ignatius Catholic versus Footsteps School, Cayman International School versus Island Primary B, Cayman Academy versus Cayman Prep A, Marie Martin Primary versus Sir John A. Cumber Primary. Expect another action-packed day as the competition heats up across the island. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Felicia Rankin-Zollins.
Thank you, Felicia. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports. For this evening, I'm Dion Anglin.